Good morning. Do keep that passage open in your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 2. We're working through it together. Let's pray that God would speak to our hearts. Now, let me pray for us. Lord, open our hearts, we pray, to your word. Come by your Spirit. Show us things to encourage our hearts as a church family across St. Richard's and All Saints. We might be strengthened to be the people you've called us to be for the glory of Christ our Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I wonder, do you ever go weak at the knees? By that, I don't mean actually physically weak, but actually like emotionally weak. You know, you feel nervous or overwhelmed or concerned. Whilst we look strong today, we are a small number of people compared to the thousands of people in Crowborough and in the villages who are yet to come to know Jesus Christ and are facing a lost eternity. Does the scale of the challenge ever make you feel weak at the knees? How will all these people discover Jesus and discover life? As I look at the Church of England right now, and the ways it's trying desperately to gallop away from God's word on key issues, and ultimately challenging the authority of God's words and people's salvation, and I wonder, what does the future hold? This can make me feel weak at the knees. What about you? And then I look at the cost of living and our financial needs going forward as churches, and I wonder, can we sustain and grow the resources that we need as churches for future gospel work in this town, in this community, as we reach out around the world? That can make me feel weak at the knees. What about you? That's one of the reasons why I need you to pray for me, and we need to pray for each other as churches, that we will have confidence in God's immeasurable power for us who believe, and his power to bring about his plan, which will not be thwarted, to build his church and to bring all things under Jesus Christ. That's why our reading this morning is a chance for us to stop and remind ourselves of God's mighty power and God's amazing purpose for us. Two brief things we're going to look at. We're going to celebrate God's mighty power to save us, and we're going to celebrate God's amazing purpose for us. Firstly, celebrating God's mighty power to save us. You see, we may feel weak, we may feel powerless, which we are, but we need to remember the mighty power of God that has been at work in us to save us. In these verses, we have the before and after story of the Ephesian Christians, of us if we're believers today. And the glorious thing we see God's mighty power to save us. And he does this. He has brought the living dead to life. He has brought the living dead to life. Do you see what he's done for you as a Christian this morning? Before Jesus came into your life, you were the living dead, walking, breathing, physically alive, but spiritually dead. You didn't know God is your Father and Jesus is your friend and Savior, and the Spirit is the indweller of God in your life. You were once living, but the living dead. Physically alive, but spiritually dead. And we were once following a different master. Do you see that verse 2 of chapter 2, called the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient to Jesus, that is, the deceiver, the devil, Satan. It is shocking, isn't it? It's sobering. It's stark and sad reality that if we're not following Jesus, we're following his enemy. And we were once as well enslaved to sin, verse 3, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires. And what does that lead to? End of verse 3, like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. That was our story. The living dead facing God's just punishment for sins forever. We were in a right mess. The living dead facing death, judgment and hell, desperate. But this is Celebration Sunday. Let's celebrate God's mighty power to save us. He makes the living dead to have new life. Just look at what Jesus' power can do for his people, for us. He brings the living dead to life. Verse 4, but because of his great love for us, what did he do? He made us alive in Christ. And the glory is this, we didn't earn it, we didn't deserve it. By grace, God did an amazing, powerful miracle in us. Verse 5, he made us alive in Christ by his grace. No room for boasting. It's what he loves to do for people like you and me. And just as God in his power brought Jesus' dead body to life and he raised Jesus to be exalted, he's done that for us, verse 5. He made us alive when we were dead, verse 6. He raised us up to new life and exalted us with him. That's power, friends. That is awesome power, motivated by God's love and kindness and mercy and grace. Hallelujah! What a glorious thing God has done in our life. If you can do that for me, you can do that for anyone. Celebrating God's mighty power to save us. Secondly, celebrating his amazing purpose for us. Do you know what that is? We are a living testimony of God's grace. Did you know that God intended for your life, every individual here, to display his grace to other people around you as you walk around day by day in your home and your work and your community, in this church, in this neighborhood? Look at verse 5 again. Made alive with Christ so that, verse 7, in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Made alive with Christ to show the riches of his grace. Your life, our life as a church, is to show others God's grace. We are saved by God with an amazing purpose for us. You are to be a living billboard, a living signpost to the immeasurable kindness of God's grace. As you walk around Waitrose or Morrison's or Aldi, or not Aldi, what is it, Aldi? Lidl, wrong company, similar thing. Lidl or Tesco's, or wherever you shop in town, and you're walking around with your trolley and you see someone from All Saints and Richards, you can say, oh, look, there's Bertie Pierce, a living example of God's grace. Oh, look over there, there's Georgie Malone, a living example of God's grace. Look, there's Pim Claridge, a walking example of God's grace. Look, there's Matthew Street, it must be Waitrose, a living example of God's grace. Walking witnesses to what God has done to our community around us, saved by grace to display God's immeasurable kindness and love for us. And part of the way we'll do that here at the end of verse 10 is that we'll be done by doing the good works that God planned for us to do in our church, in our town, in our homes. Your life is a billboard, an embodiment of the grace of God. And if, friends, if God can save us, he can save anyone. Saved by his power to serve his purpose. And in lots of ways, we're going to celebrate that today as we look back at how God has used us and our churches to do the good works he planned in advance for us to do for his glory. God has saved you by his grace, and he has work for us all to do in our family, in our workplace, in this community, in this church, in this world for his glory, that people might see what God does with people like you and me by his grace, saving them, changing them. Now, what a vision that is, isn't it? To help us, to strengthen us, to be encouraged by his mighty power in the face of my fears. In the face of our fears. When I go weak at the knees and wonder how will God do what seems impossible, as I look at the many people not yet trusting Jesus, as I look at our confusion in our denominations, I look at the financial challenges we face, I do not need to get weak at the knees. I should be encouraged and strengthened by the power we've seen Jesus at work in us. Resurrected from the dead, he rose from the dead, Jesus did, and he's bringing the living dead to life. And praise God, there's people now who weren't in that situation, who are now this year because of all that God has done. Isn't that a joy? Spiritually dead to spiritually alive by the mighty power of God to save. Recreated, upcycled, all of us to be a living display of his powerful grace. Now that is a great and glorious God-centered vision for us all to get behind, isn't it? It is. Let me pray. Lord, we love these verses and we thank you for how honest they were, they are. And we rejoice, Lord, that in our weakness we can find strength in you, the God who saves by your mighty power, the God who has given us a glorious purpose, that you do indeed use us. You've got great things for us to do as people, as a church, for your glory, to draw others to know you, to proclaim your grace. Oh, Lord God, we pray that St. Richard's and All Saints will be a beacon of the power of God, of the grace of God, of the hope of God. Pray your blessing this morning on our kids and young people. Would they know this grace in their hearts and lives? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.